Oh yeah. Welcome to the battlefield of cum. Welcome to the Brio Podcast, Battlefield of Love. We are the Cream Team.
It's kind of like the Dream Team, but a lot creamier.
A lot of cum.
We're just covered in cum.
We're covered. I can't even see if we're recording right now or not.
I don't know.
This is the Brio Podcast, Battlefield of Love. Typically, you catch us at the beginning of the week. We're talking about aliens, monsters, demons, urban legends, true crime, murders, conspiracy theories, cover-ups.
Man, you're on it.
All of it, dude. But then we said we racked our brains together. We said we got to do something cool for the middle of the week. People are clamoring. They say, we want to hear you do a podcast every single day.
That's the dream.
We can't do that. You know what? I was crunching the numbers today. If we did a podcast every single day,
you'd probably make more than what we make now.
You'd make a lot more than our regular jobs. Make a lot more than, and it would be a perfect world. But yeah. I do not have the cojones to do that. That was,
man, that's a big commitment.
It is. Yeah. Every single day, you get so fucking sick of me. That's what.
I doubt that.
I just went and seen Roy. I grew up with Roy, and Roy and I lived together for about 3 years. One night, he snapped, and he hit me with a phone book. One of the big ones. Like one of them big fuckers, like 1,000,000,000 pages in it.
One of the ones that like the buff Bible bangers used to rip in half in front of all the Christian kids.
It's got like 7,000 coupons in the middle of it. He picked it up, and he hit me with that thing. He was so sick of my ass.
He fucking bitch slapped you in the phone book.
Yeah, and he just, and I thought I'd look at him and he'd be laughing, just cold dead ass stare right through me. He was so sick of everything that I was doing. Apparently I talk a lot. I don't know,
it happens.
Happy birthday to Michaela. Her birthday's on October 1st. Michaela, she's a big old saggy flopper. She's gonna be 22 years old. We had a message from her sweet thing, Aaron. He said, hey, tell Michaela happy birthday. So, Michaela,
happy birthday.
Happy motherfucking birthday. 22. What a birthday to have. You've been drinking legally 22. For a year.
You're such a baby.
Pussy's tore out of the frame probably from all that stuff Aaron's been doing to you. Probably nasty. Probably got bats flying out of it for Halloween time here. Spiders. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Probably smells like a caramel apple.
That's a good, I mean, that's not bad.
If God made me and he said, hey, man, what do you want your pussy to smell like?
Caramel apple all day long. I would
say caramel apple, chicken and dumplings, or pine saw. One of those three, cents all smell good.
Can't go wrong with chicken and dumplings either.
The chances are if you were with a woman, you took her pants off and it smelled like chicken and dumplings.
Yeah.
I think that smell is only meant to come from a pot or a crock pot. If you smelled that from someone's britches, you would think they had an infection.
That's a crotch pot.
That's a crotch pot for sure. Oh, man, put those things back on. Put them mud jeans back on, baby girl.
Mine would be like, smell like chewing tobacco spit.
What do you think our pussies would smell like if we were women?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, I'd do the karate chop smell every day.
Oh, dude, no doubt. You would be able to keep my fingers away from my nose.
I'm never having this much apple cider vinegar. Why is it so? If you do a karate chop smell every day, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
I feel like you have to. You got to know what's going on down there.
Why? And then what do you do if you do karate chop and it smells really bad? What are you doing at that point?
You got to go give yourself a bird bath in the sink.
Is that where you just run the water to the brink of the sink and you just squat in it, or how do you do that?
I mean, you can do that, or you can just put some soap in your hand and some water and just kind of splash it up there and
just call it a day. Just go home. Just stop. My balls get really stinky though.
Oh, dude.
During the summer when I'm sweating really bad.
Yeah. Sometimes I just want them to dip in the toilet just to get a little bath.
And I will say, hairy balls stink a lot worse than bare balls. So in terms of like changing your child's diaper, their balls smell a lot better when they're little, but when they become teenagers, they stink really bad. The hairy balls stink.
Sure. I've had hairy balls in forever. I don't know.
Had them for a long time now.
Since 2001, maybe.
The old hairies. So the Ohio Battlefield of Love, what this is you, the listener, you send us questions via email or little stories, little anecdotes.
You know that old lady back in normal cable days, and she'd sit there and talk about dildos and stuff? That's the equivalent, Sue. But it's with us.
Sue.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, we're the Sues.
Yeah, we're Sues. We're Call Sue. Us Sue.
You can send the questions to brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Again.
Ruth. That's it. It's Ruth.
Okay, sorry.
There you go.
again, that's brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Use the subject Battlefield of Love or Battlefield of Cum, whatever you want to call it.
Just make it specific to this show, this episode, these episodes.
Makes it a lot easier to find.
Yeah.
Even if you have to make a question up or make a scenario up, we love creative writing.
Oh, yeah. We have good times.
And we can't tell you if your story's right or wrong. We've said it so many times in this podcast. Who are we to tell someone what they've gone through?
Sure. And just like our advice may or may not help you.
Not.
We open these at our own risk. You get answers at your own risk. That's what you pay for.
You're absolutely right. Well, send those questions over. We'd love to answer them. We do them about once a week. We're running low. We had a lot of them. I went through a lot of them today. Some are pretty fucking stupid. If I have one more guy write me and ask about, hey, someone wants to put something in my ass, should I let him do it? Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes. Let him put it in your butt.
Always if yes.
You're not going to die. It's not going to turn you into fucking stone. You're not going to be Han Solo'd for any, you know. It's going to be fine. So just try it and quit sending us the question, should I let my wife fuck me in the ass? Absolutely, buddy. Let her rip. Let it go. Have her turn that thing into a fucking loose meat sandwich.
Yeah, ream it out.
And if it hurts, sorry about your luck.
That's how you know it's good, if it hurts.
Yeah, that's how you really know if it's real good. First question here in the Brown. And by the way, happy birthday, Michaela. She's going to be 22 years old. She got a stinky thing. October 1st from Aaron. Happy birthday, Michaela.
Hey, October birthdays are the best.
They sure the fuck are. You're having a birthday, aren't you?
24th.
You're having a party, though.
I am the week before you, the 16th.
Oh, I declined the invite.
I know you did. She said, unless everybody's vaccinated, I'm not coming.
I said, I'm checking the neighbors, too, for vaccine cards.
And I got sad.
I don't know. It's declined for now, Robert. You're going to have to do something to flip the table around. This question says, hey, studs, first off, love the podcast. Second off... I need some help. Not Yelp, but help.
Okay.
Years ago, when doing the deed with myself, I decided that I was done.
Okay.
And over the mess that it was causing from jerking off, so I would just leave with my whale-sized...
Wow.
I decided that I was done and over the mess that I would leave with my whale-sized loads.
Okay.
So he's tired of big cums.
Yeah, big cums.
So I decided to grab my hog and strangle it when busting so that nothing would come out.
Oh, geez. Does that work?
I think it's a genius idea. Everyone should try. Well, I let my coworkers and friends know of this trick lately. They are not very fond of the idea, and ever since then, it gets brought up about once a day.
Does that work?
How do I get them to experience the clean and superior way of meat beating, or at the very least, how do I get them off my back? Thanks in advance, your skinny boy, skinny penis. Your boy, skinny penis.
I'm pretty sure this is the reason why the guy in our main episode this week, in the news article, while he was coming out of his butt, he was probably doing this.
Yeah. I feel like this is some type. Mr. Skinny Penis, first of all, I think you should probably go to a doctor. You got to get that thing checked out. If you can, I think if it comes, it's coming. You can't hold off on it.
Shrek said it best. Better out than in, I always say.
Better out than in.
You got to let it out, man.
And there's a lot of...
If it's that hard to clean up, just straddle the toilet, point your dick down, and then when you're shooting your load, shoot it in the toilet, flush it. There you go. Easy cleanup. Bada bing, bada boom. And you can take a shit, too, if you want.
I've never really talked about this before on this show. I have a condition...
Sweet. I can't wait.
I have not really had a name for it, but I cannot ejaculate standing up. If I come standing up, my legs completely give out and I fall down.
I get that.
There and there I am.
Mm-hmm.
So how...
I'm like that with in the shower. Shower sex fucks me up.
It makes me tired.
Oh, dude, I get dizzy.
My legs,
my fucking legs lock up. I'm like,
there, the other night when you and I were doing that, I was like, "What if his legs are tired too?"
Oh,
and
dude, I was wore out, man.
Both had tired legs.
Yeah.
Oh, thought.
I needed those Walt Jr.
the Forrest Gump braces.
Yeah, Forrest Gump, the hand crutches.
Yo, mama sure does care about your schooling, boy. Hold my ass up in the shower. I need one of them little rascal wheelchair lifts in the shower just to hold me up.
One of the ones they put like the dogs with crippled back legs in. duct tape wheels to their back legs.
I would swear to God, when Stacy and I first got together, we were going out in the shower, and I got so fucking tired, I fell down. Like, I fell down on purpose. So I, like, you know, felt like, oh, my ribs!
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I couldn't, I physically couldn't. My body wouldn't work anymore. I felt yeah. so bad. But I've given her plenty since then. I've
there
given
her
more than she can handle.
You got to make up for it. That's it.
Usually when she spins around, I just start, like, shooting shampoo in her hair until the bottle's empty, and it causes a mess. But. And so my legs just go when I go. Like my legs give. I fall down and hit my fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand up and ejaculate. It's yeah. not worth it.
I get that.
I want to be laying down. I want to be in a bed, something soft. I want to have Wi-Fi. I want to have a water bottle next to the bed. There's a lot of different things that need to happen for me to achieve the perfect climax.
Sure. Yeah, mine.
Not that fucking ice mountain water. That stuff tastes like dirty shit swamp water, too.
Dasani's the worst.
Dasani's okay with me. Ice mountain tastes like it was strained through a dick. It's disgusting.
Dasani tastes blue. That's why I don't like it.
Tastes blue? Yeah, it like does. Blue Kool-Aid? That's the,
just like blue.
The great blue Dini. You remember that?
It's almost like hose water, but a little bit more filtered.
I like it. I don't mind Dasani.
Yeah, my really thing
cold
like
cold Dasani.
Yeah. My thing is, it's like I have to have something going on the TV that I'm not really focusing on, but it's kind of just there. So it's like we do it so much with The Office in the background. Every time I hear the theme song, I just kind of get a boner now.
You a boner?
Yes. So I just like my mind's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I got to start barking out really bad things. If I know I'm at that 30-second mark and I'm about to just disappoint her, I got to be like, dead puppy. Or like Frito bean dip. I gotta start yelling shit that just doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. No Steve Carell references or I'll get a boner.
Yeah. Let's see if it works.
Let's see. But yeah, let out the beast. Rain your beautiful.
Do like
raindrops.
I did when I was a teenager and just jerk off into the sock.
Let your dewdrop sprout, my friend.
Yep.
Sup, bros? I have a serious question for you guys to hopefully give me some advice. I have a friend who I used to be super close with, like best friends back in the day. He has a girlfriend who I am close with still while not really talking to my old pal much anymore, okay? So back in April, I ended up seeing her down the pub. We were both drinking hard, mainly drinking Ciroc vodka. Blew, that shit smacks. No, it doesn't. Anyway, got to talking, and she vented some frustrations, which I was happy for her to do. What I haven't told you guys yet is that I have been madly in love with her for the last 10 years, but I'm in a relationship I'm reading this exactly how it said, when I first met her, and although I wanted to, I didn't pursue for obvious reasons. So he was in a relationship,
in a relationship. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Her boyfriend is a lazy, unmotivated fuckface, and she deserves better. Since April, me and her have gotten even closer.
Oh, yeah.
What I want your opinion on is whether, if they do break up or not, which is quite likely, can I pursue her? Okay. This is bro code question. I obviously know about the bro. There you go, bro code, and that's the reason I've kept my feelings hidden for so long. But the closer we get, the more I see myself being the guy to take care of her and grow old with. And that idea makes me feel happiness that I haven't felt for a long ass time. So does love conquer all, or should I leave her alone and try to get her out of my head? As hard as that is going to be. By the way, we haven't been intimate or anything like that, but she does know how I feel. Alcohol is the truth serum to me. Help a brother out if you can, because this shit is cutting me up, man. I literally can't see myself settling down with anyone else. Cheers, bros. Love the show. It's the highlight of my week. We may have differing opinions of this.
This is wholesome.
I think I know which way you're going to go, and I think I might be going the opposite way.
Okay. Maybe not. Maybe not. You want to answer it first, or you want me to answer it?
I will.
Okay.
I'll answer first. Okay, so from the sounds of it, she's not happy. From the sounds of it as well, she knows that you're into her. And honestly, if you've been friends with this dude long enough, bro code's only going to go so far, man. In all honesty, if you think that being you're going to be more happier later on in your life with her and they're not going to end up working out anyways from the sounds of it, I'd play your cards, man.
Okay. I can respect that. Now, the question I would ask in this scenario...
There's obviously questions, yeah.
What's
yeah.
the... when's the last time your bro sucked your dick? That question does not apply to this operation right here.
Sure.
The one thing you got to remember, man, when you do leave this world, you're going to leave behind a lot of friends. You're going to leave behind a lot of people that you've been through wars with, a lot of people that you've done some shit with, a lot of good friends, but you're going to leave behind one love.
Yep.
Once in a lifetime, you're going to meet the person that connects with your soul, that completes your circle from top to bottom, checks all the boxes. That only happens once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're passing up on that once in a lifetime love because you want to maintain a friendship with a guy that's upset because you're dating a girl that he's no longer with, that guy's not your fucking friend. You only meet that once in a lifetime love once in a fucking lifetime. So what I say, young man, let it rip. Go down to the pub, get some pretzels and beer, because don't make that bitch drink any more Ciroc. That's fucking child abuse.
We're on the same page then. Okay.
Say, I love you. Don't, maybe you might not be love yet. Say, this may not work.
Yeah.
But I want to give it a shot. I have to tell you how I feel.
Sure. And I 100%. I'm glad we're on the same page. I figured you'd be straight bro code on this one. But you know what? I mean, there comes a certain point in your life, and we don't know how old you are and or any of that. We obviously just know what you've told us. And ultimately, you know, if you feel like this is the person, if this is your person, your happiness in that aspect is going to, you know, it's going to mean more than anything else. So yeah, if you think this is the person, go for it. Don't look back.
There's a lot of variables, though. If this person has, if this woman and the friend, they have 3 children together, and you guys have been friends for 20 years, that's going to be weird for a little bit. That's going to be weird.
Yeah, if there's no kids involved, though, and if this guy's just, you know, if he's not trying to better himself or to better their relationship, that kind of shows, you know, where he's at in their relationship anyways. He's kind of opting out. And so, I mean, yeah, at that point, he can only be mad at himself. He'll probably still be mad at you, but I mean,
fuck him.
Yeah, exactly. Was he really a friend in the first place if he's not seeing that side? So yeah, fuck him.
Bury your bone and don't pull out the first night. Get her pregnant the first night. That guarantees a lifetime of you guys being connected in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, man, go for it. Let us know how it works out.
Hello there, Nick and Rob.
Hi.
When me and my partner first moved in together and the passion was at an all-time high, I sat and watched her eat a banana.
Oh, yeah.
The forbidden motherfucking fruit, which obviously got me in the mood for some of that delicious mouth action. I proceeded to fuck her mouth harder. I fucked her mouth so hard. I fucked the mouth harder than all those skanks that I watched on Pornhub. Oh, wow. There are some skanks on there for sure. The result was her gagging and then vomiting all over my PS4.
Oh, jeez.
Get her out of there. Skip a couple years and now we have a 1-year-old son who is obsessed with bananas and my PS4 has randomly decided to die. Is this a coincidence? King regards and love from the UK, Mike. You gotta kill the kid.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, I've talked about this before. The world, the universe is connected. Various lines of energy. What we have here is one of those circles of energy. The way the world, the polar fucking magnets, everything, the way the tides, the moon phases, the way the waves roll into the beach and crash into the rocks, all that shit's connected.
Mm-hmm.
All the babies dying, that energy's connected.
The question is, do you get that same feeling whenever your son is eating a banana?
You're going to get arrested.
That's the big question.
So here's what you got to do, Mike. Big Mike. You got to set your wife down the couch. Set your son down the love seat. Give them both a banana. You got to draw the line in the sand. You got to see which one does it for you.
Yeah. You got to lay some laws down.
Or, depending upon how old the kid is, some of these younger kids, 9, 10 years old, you can get a lot of money for them on Craigslist. if they're of age, if they're old enough for Al-Qaeda.
Wayfair.
You can get a lot of money for them. Enough money to buy a PS5.
That's even upgrading. From your PS4.
And then that motherfucker, you can stick bananas in it, blueberries, a fucking kale shake. You stick whatever, you stick your own dick in that thing.
Sold.
I don't know if it'll work or not. My wife washed my AirPod Pros today.
Oh, sweet.
I get home from work, my phone's like, AirPod Pros connected. I'm like, I haven't used those things in about 4 or 5. Fuck. She looks at me, she's like, I got all that laundry done today. And I'm just like, you want to be mad? But the fucking volume of laundry in this house,
oh dude, ours is
insurmountable,
fucking insane.
And the fact that she got it all done today, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. But my AirPod Pros are in the fucking wash.
You know how many times I've washed my Raycon earbuds?
Well, I meant to talk to you about that because I washed one, but not the other. So I'm thinking the one that still works might be the matching one for you, and you could just
okay,
you're missing one.
Yeah, I have. I'd have to see. Okay, yeah. I'm like trying to put it in my. I think I have my right one. I don't have the left one. Yeah, because one fell out of my ear in an attic, and they ended up.
Those are good ass earbuds.
They
dude.
Are. It ended up in insulation, and I could not find it. Nor did I want to take the time to find it because it was hotter than shit in there.
They're good. But yeah, you gotta get rid of the kid.
Yeah, get rid of the kid. Stock up on bananas.
I got an Oculus.
Yeah, you told me
today too, and that's a lot of fun. So if you guys have any game,
I just want to play dodgeball now.
Well, it's not dodgeball. It's the playroom or the
okay.
Something, but dodgeball's on. It's like you're on like a summer camp.
It's like Wii Sports.
There's
but
ping pong and dodgeball. Oh, yeah. And I was limp wristing the dodgeballs. And on the Oculus, it was limp wristing the dodgeballs.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
I fucking wound up a couple heaters, dude. And it sailed across the gym. It was ricocheting off the ceiling and shit.
Okay. Punch one of your kids who got in there, what gets in the way.
No, I punched the fucking dog, Bruce.
Poor guy.
I heard him go, hur. He didn't even yell. He was like, hur. I punched him right in the fucking head. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Poor Bruce.
I had to lay down with him and let him lick me.
He's like, poor guy.
Hey, right. Knocked the fuck out of me right there.
Like, goddamn, Dad, I wasn't expecting that. Poor guy.
And I got to immediately feel his big dumb head that it was him and not the puppy.
Oh, good times. Yeah, let's see here.
Next question.
Oh, cool. I see my name in this. That's great. I see it a lot, too. Good morning. I am a huge fan. I love you guys. I just wanted to share a dream with you that I had last night. That was weird as fuck. I had a dream that you guys invited me to your studio. Yeah, that never happened. And when we got there, Rob was a midget and his feet, little person, and his feet weren't even touching the ground. I was shocked because I was like, Rob doesn't look like a midget in any of the YouTube videos or anything like that. And all I could do was laugh hysterically. Who told you my secret? Was laugh hysterically, and then I started crying because I felt bad that Rob was a short person.
Sad.
I felt bad that Rob was a short person, little person, dwarf, gay dwarf. Anyhow, I hope you guys get a laugh out of it this morning. Love you very much. Keep up the great work. You guys really helped me throughout my workday. Much love, Mitch Ray. Thank you, Mitch. I am not a midget, although I am kind of short. I'm 5'9", so yeah, do what you want with that.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. That's what I say about being a midget.
I didn't know they stacked shit that high. Yeah, I'm kind of short, but not short.
Every time I see a midget on TikTok, like trying to show off their whatever, their ass or breast, mm-hmm. I get so uncomfortable.
I love it.
I cannot do midget stuff.
I love it. Like,
fly your flag, do your thing.
I'm
that's
like, hey, this is fucking cool.
No, I don't do that at all. I'm like, Dad, someone needs to take that thing back to daycare. It's so weird for me. And I think, there should be nothing there that stops them from doing what other people do.
Hell yeah, man.
But it freaks me the fuck out.
Live your life.
Just like the age that, like 18 to 25. It's just, I'm at the point now, I'm like, those are little girls.
I get
you
that.
You guys are too fucking young for this game. you're too young for this game.
Yeah, I don't even want to be my friend when I was 25 and younger.
No.
Like, I feel sorry for anybody that was my friend that age.
You think about it, we started this show in our late 20s, I think. Wouldn't it be
early 30s.
Sure.
Yeah.
30. Yeah, 30.
Okay. I'll be 35 this year, so I mean.
Yeah. Still. I hope we're still doing it when we're 50.
Dude, that'd be dope, man.
We can move towards like retirement advice and stuff.
Please, I don't want to do that. Whatever. I'm not ever going to be able to retire, so it's okay.
How to get a hard dick after 40?
I'm struggling right now.
I can make a hard dick right now. Just that looking at that mullet for fucking making me. I'll get a boner right now.
Oh man,
dear Nick, I am so sorry to hear that you can't scratch your own asshole.
Wait, what?
We talked about.
Did you say that?
I got this weird fucking body, dude. I can't even touch my hands behind my body.
I can touch my asshole, but I don't really want to.
I can barely wipe my ass. I have to really brace myself and do some ventriloquist stuff to wipe my ass properly.
Okay.
That said, I'm sure that Rob wouldn't mind doing it for you.
Not at all.
So here's what I'd like you to do.
Sure.
I want you two to meet up right after a hard, sweaty work day. Nope. I recommend the back parking lot of a Piggly Wiggly's.
We don't have a Piggly Wiggly's here in Ohio.
Piggly Wiggly's.
It's like the... it's like a fucking...
It sounds kinky.
Like a Kroger.
Don't go home first because it's imperative that the swamp is fresh.
Oh, God.
Next, I want the two of you to get in the back of Rob's minivan. Make sure the seats are folded flat and the AC is off. No problem there because the back AC doesn't work.
It does now.
Okay, good.
It's good now.
Nick, I want you to take off your pants and present yourself.
Okay.
Help from Rob using the rear child lock seat belts to hoist your ankles above and apart.
Oh, man. That's going. That's
the visual on this is just spectacular. Now have Rob lather your puffy asshole with Gojo.
Why's it got to be puffy? Then with Gojo? Ow.
Then vigorously scratch it with the front of his fingernails while softly moaning a into your left armpit. Here's where it gets important. So please pay attention.
Sure.
Immediately after climax, he's assuming I'm going to climax from getting my asshole itched.
Is that me or you?
I don't know. I need Rob to put a latex glove on the hand he used to scratch your asshole, sealing the wrist with duct tape if possible. Do not wash your hand prior to glove.
Okay.
After 24 hours, have Rob carefully remove the glove and thoroughly wring out all the moisture into a shot glass.
Okay. I see where this is going, and this is fucking great.
Next, use a nail file or a small screwdriver to carefully extract all the residue from beneath Rob's fingernails. And mailed along with the shot glass and the self-addressed envelope, the small equipment RX, P.O. Box 732, 1936 Grundle Lane, Aspen, Georgia, 39629. I can't divulge exactly what I plan on using it for, but I think I'm onto something that could be the answer to global warming. Sincerely, Scratch Fever!
Oh, man. I like where you went with that.
So the question is,
I think you just want your booty residue.
Do we want to do it or not?
Sure.
I do not want Gojo on my butthole. So yeah. We're going to have to reverse.
I don't want it on my wiener or my finger. So
I'm going to have to do an Uno reverse right there and send that one back to you. There's actually no penetration in this at all. Usually when people,
I guess that's true, yeah.
When people send us their sex fantasies, like what they want us to do to each other, there's always penetration.
Yeah, I guess there really isn't any.
There's no penetration here.
No, okay.
So keep it in your pants, you weirdos.
Oh, man, you guys are fucking wild.
Speaking of paying us for sex, if you're out there, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
Hell yeah.
We got to be looking at about six figures.
Dear Nicholas.
Five figures, maybe.
Five fingers?
Five finger death punch. That's what's going to play in the background when we do it.
Always. Dear Nicholas and Diggity Dangle Dog Rob, I'm confused. Okay, me too. My boyfriend always asks me to shit, then shower before he showers. He then comes out, balls a-blazin', ready to invade my country. There's no O in that, by the way.
Cunt.
With his army, if you know what I mean. Does he get turned on when I warm up my shit smell for him? If he likes the shit, why does he want me showered and clean afterwards? Should I surprise poop on his neck during sex? I urgently require your assistance. Who day? KM.
Who motherfucking day?
Who motherfucking day?
Thank you, KM.
Okay, so your boyfriend asks you to shit, then shower before he showers. Okay, so is this during butt stuff? Or just in general? Maybe he just doesn't want to poop dick.
No one say anything about butt stuff.
So just in general, he just wants you to poop. Yeah, maybe he wants the fresh smell. On your pasture before he goes grazing.
The worst thing ever. You're not quite as big as me, so this may be kind of hard for you to understand.
I'll imagine it.
I've had this habit my entire life. I'll flip on the shower, usually make it. I like a good hot shower.
Oh yeah, me too.
Like a good golden shower too, but that's neither here nor there. I prefer like some type of infection in the uterus. But so I flip on a hot shower and then I'll sit down and shit. I'll let the water run while I'm taking a shit.
Okay.
It's really hot and steamy in there.
It's sauna vibes.
And I've talked about it at length before. When I sit down on the toilet, it creates a complete vacuum seal around the toilet. There's no air that can go in or out.
Okay.
And it causes so much sweat that it starts to itch. And it really makes an uncomfortable situation. But I do know when I get in the shower after pooping, and then I wash my butt.
Yeah. How does it not like mustard gas yourself when you get off the toilet?
I do. Okay. But it's so much fun trying to hold on for dear life.
That's why your legs are always so wobbly when you're in the shower.
I'm just trying to hold on for dear life. It's so much fun to see if you can kill yourself with smell your own shit.
Hey, came close a couple times.
Yeah, and I've come really close a few times. And I really just like to hold on, man. Just hop in there. But after you shit and then you hop in the shower and then you wash your ass, you got to get rid of that washcloth right away. Because that barrel still has some residue on it, like you said. And it fucking stinks.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get rid of it. Some nasty stuff. There for a while, I was doing this thing where I was just like, you know what? I'm getting right in the shower. I don't even need to wipe my ass.
Oh, man.
So I would just get in the shower and then scrub the raw poop off my butt. Yeah. And it would smell so fucking bad. You don't realize how bad something smells until there's a fucking real turd in the shower.
I don't think I've ever turded in the shower. But
that does happen. You just got to waffle stomp it. You just throw it over the drain, start it stomping, do the old...
We're avid waffle stompers here, so...
Cupid shuffle.
Yeah.
That's what they were... When I went to that... I went to Sacramento, and I went to Cantina Alley.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked into the Cantina Alley, it looked like the fucking MS-13...
Oh, shit.
The cartel.
Yeah.
I was scared.
I
was legit the only Caucasian male. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean it as in there were some really scary looking guys and they didn't like me being in there. I could tell by the way they were looking at me. They were just like, "What's up, Holmes?" They were giving me that look.
Oh, shit.
And I've seen in the prison system what the Hispanic fellows will do to a man that's crossed them in the wrong way.
Yeah, no, thank you.
They'll cut a tongue out. They'll break a neck. They'll break an orbital. They'll kill someone. They'll stab someone. It doesn't matter. They'll fucking do it. So I was a little bit scared for my life.
Yeah.
But then naturally, the DJ saved my life. And he started playing the Cupid Shuffle. And all those guys that looked like they wanted to kill me, they all ran to the dance floor. Gave me a second to have about 2 watermelon margaritas. And then I got the fuck out of there.
Dude, those things slap.
They were fucking gross. I drank 2 of them, though.
After you drink the first one, the taste doesn't matter after that.
Well, no, I drank the first one. I said, "This is fucking nasty." And I went up to the bartender and I held my glass up to hand it back.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "You want another one?" I said, "No." She said, "Okay." She turned around and made me another one. I said, "This fucking bitch." Because that's the only kind of margarita you can get around here is a watermelon. It had goddamn chili powder on the outside of it.
What?
Like someone stuck it up the devil's ass. It was fucking rough, man. They put chili powder in everything there.
That's kind of cool, though.
Pineapple, chili powder.
Yeah.
Strawberries, chili powder. Condoms, chili powder. Doesn't matter. They put chili powder in it. It's not chili powder.
Yeah.
It's the stuff in the shaker.
I know what you're talking about. It's called like a...
I don't know.
Was it like Tajit or something like
Tajit,
that?
Tajit, yeah. I put...
Something
I did
like
have
that.
A michelada as well. It's like a Michelob with tomato juice in it.
Oh, God.
That was fucking good.
Really?
That was good.
I can't do tomato juice based drinks, man.
It was real good.
Bloody Marys. Ugh.
Love Bloody Marys. I'm really glad I got this one because she really laid this out beautifully.
Oh my gosh.
She
Wow, this looks like a beautiful question.
It does.
This is written perfectly.
This is from Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
Hey, I love Consuela.
Hey, you sexy bastards.
Hi.
Do you know what that name's from, Princess Consuela Banana Hammock?
I don't.
That was the alias that Phoebe gave herself in Friends.
I don't watch that show because I have a sense of humor.
But you have sex to The Office.
Yes.
Have you ever sat down and watched Friends?
Like 4 or 5 episodes, and I fucking hated every single second of it.
I used to be the same way you are right now, and I've watched a few episodes.
It's the equivalent of Frasier to me.
Anytime I can watch Jennifer Aniston walk around for 27 minutes with hard nipples.
See, I prefer Jennifer Aniston now than when she was younger.
I prefer her from the very beginning.
No, man.
Until now.
Yeah, I'm not into Friends.
Although I probably wouldn't have been into her when she's with Brad Pitt and she had that.
I would have been into Brad Pitt,
fucking
though.
Torn out uterus. You know he's got a fucking...
Oh, he's packing heat.
In the words of some of our Brohio listeners, he's probably got a big old can of beans on him.
Oh, dude, yeah. That is a fucking gorgeous man.
He is still to this day.
Yes.
Princess Consuela, banana hammock. Hey, sexy bastards, I got a story for you.
Hell yeah.
I should also mention that I was the giver of the glorious blowjob, not the receiver. Call him crap bag or CB for short.
Okay.
So she gave the blowjob. Just keep that in mind. Cool. For the story. Driving around town, nothing to do, but we had weed or marijuanas and just wanted to go somewhere cool to smoke.
Sweet.
We ended up at Oak Grove Cemetery. That's not too far from my house. We smoked a big old fat motherfucking blunt. Started getting real frisky with one another.
That's the way to do it.
I started giving this guy a blowjob and everything was moving on nicely. He suddenly became really startled. So I stopped. Still stroking him.
Oh, man, hey, get it, girl.
God.
Hey, God damn.
Hold on a second. I need to take a fucking drink. He suddenly became really startled. So I stopped. Still stroking him. And asked what was wrong. He tells me there's a figure. And he points directly behind me.
Oh, shit.
I turn around and don't see anything. I even went and investigated the area. No one else in this small cemetery.
Okay.
I resume my... You know, sometimes in the cemetery...
I was waiting for him to pop up.
He's sneaking around. I said, one night I was working. They said, what you doing working so late? I said, last night I was up in this motherfucker setting booby traps. There's some old girl over there sucking dick up against old Betty White's headstone. She was loud. She's long dick and gagging. I had popped up. I said, surprise, motherfucker. And they said, she said, no way. She kept on stroking the dick while they was looking for the ghost. I said, oh, hell no. I'm leaving the fuck alone. She's still stroking. That's a bad bitch. After I bit his...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I resumed my mission of getting this guy to come in my mouth when all of a sudden he screams as he's pushing his salami down my throat. Out of nowhere, I felt two hands on my back, which slams me further down on crap bag's meat, and I'm startled. I bit his fucking dick.
Oh, no.
Now, that's the worst thing you can imagine the scenario, right? Ha ha, you're clearly mistaken, good sirs. After I bit his dick and with it still in my mouth, I threw up all over him.
Yes. I don't have that power.
He got that tonsil long dick.
Not me.
I got the, I call my taste bud dick. That's as far back as I can get as your taste buds. You got that tonsil dick. I got that voice box dick. Once we gained our composure, we ran out of there and went straight to the hospital.
Oh, God.
He fucking knocked your medulla oblongata loose. Crap bag does not have an intact, fully functional dick. So that, crap bag
does.
He does have an intact, fully functional dick. So that's good news.
Good.
I guess. However, the worst thing about that night is that I lost $100 worth of weed in that cemetery. And it completely ruined my night. Rating 3 out of a 10. Would not recommend due to failure of keeping track of my weed bag. They need a lost and found. 3 stars only for the so-called figure. It was a cool touch and added excitement. Love you guys. And thank you for the much-needed laughter. Keep it up. Look into the TV show Friends and maybe you'll recognize my name.
There
your
you
loyal
go.
Listener, Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
So does that technically... classify that as a threesome.
You want to hear what it sounds like when I gag on a dick?
Yes. Please tell me. I will never give you that sensation.
I'll show you when we stop recording.
It's like the fucking story from that last week.
Yeah.
The he cigar. Said,
right, you're in this car. Fuck. He was injured. He was hurt.
Poor guy.
Did you ever have any,
excuse me.
You have any weird spots you used to take the ladies back when you were a teenager trying to get your nut off?
My fucking house. That was a fucking weird enough place.
You know, when the...
Well, especially... my house was especially weird because my room was down... I think I've talked about this before. My room was in the basement. And there was... So we had... It was a full basement. We had a dividing wall going long ways down the middle of the basement. So... But you could still get to... You could still get to any part of the basement from any side. There wasn't like the walls didn't touch. So there was like no doorways or no doors. So it was like still kind of open. It just had like a partial dividing wall. So there was a doorway in between my room and a back room, but I had a dresser there. But anytime I would try to get any action done, my brother's room was also down there and he would try to like peek up over the dresser and watch.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Exactly.
That's why he's so fucked up now.
Yeah, I still did my work though.
Watching your balls smack against all those other guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, I got really, I've talked about my mom and dad a lot on here. Mm-hmm. Super just coolest parents ever. But my mom wouldn't let me take girls in my room growing up.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even really. It's one thing. But I didn't even really sneak him over.
Yeah.
But she would oftentimes make it very clear that, hey, if you bring a girl over here, you're going to sit right here in my fucking living room.
Sure, yeah,
you're going to watch fucking Animal Planet. Because I ain't having people mating in my house. And that's what I would do. I would, we would hang out there in the living room.
Watch some penguins and fuck.
I definitely learned how to finger my friends without my mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finding out.
You adapt. Adapt, overcome.
But I had one girlfriend, and this is just like when we just kissing, you know. It wasn't sure. Like a super hot and heavy stuff.
Yeah.
We used to go to the...
I'm so excited.
We used to go to the dugouts there at the elementary school.
Bro. Dude, I got some fucking stories about that dugout.
Yeah, okay, well, you're in the... You know then, okay.
So Grafton?
Then, yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And we used to...
Dude, I got a story about that. I'll tell my story after this.
We used to go up there, and we would go in the darkest one. We could usually, like, with the moon to our back, so mm-hmm. Dark in there. We were in there just like, making out. Nothing crazy. I was, like, maybe 12 or 13 or something. They're just making out. But then... it's fucking dark in there. You could barely see the hand in front of your face. And we heard somebody coming, so we like stopped. We're just like, frozen in time. And the person, like, it sounded like they were fucking, it sounded like a zombie. They're dragging their feet. You know, and they stop, and then you hear water dribbling. And then you hear the dude, he's like, oh, he's pissing outside the dugout, mm-hmm. just right on the backside of the dugout. And I'm like, so then he comes closer to the, like, we hear the sound get closer, and then it moves past us, but it's just going to the end of the dugout. And then this dude comes around the corner. Okay, had to stop there, but he's coming around the corner. He comes into the dugout, but it's so dark and black back where we're sitting.
Oh, yeah.
He can't see us.
Mm-hmm.
This guy sits down. He opens up a bottle of, I think it was Wild Irish Rose.
Of course it was.
I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
He leans back, takes a drink, tucks it back, and then leans back with his back up against the wall,
mm-hmm.
and he starts unbuckling his pants.
Okay.
Just fucking stinky black dude. He stunk like piss and fucking hot shit.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
A lot of people we grew up with in that area stunk. Did.
He was a homeless person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
He had a shopping cart that was out in the parking lot, but I didn't know that till later.
Yeah.
This dude pulls his dick out. And starts flopping it around. He was starting to get it warmed up. He was going to start jacking off in the dugout.
Okay.
We are literally fucking 10 feet away from this guy down on the bench. And then finally, this is the dugout where there was no cage in front of the dugout. So I stood up. And when I stood up, this dude almost pulled his fucking dick off. I don't know what I was going to do. I don't know what I was going to do. But I knew that I was going to get that Wild Irish Rose. I was going to have a better night than him. But when I stood up, it scared this guy. I think he probably had a fucking stroke, but he nearly pulled his dick out. I don't even think he pulled his dick back in his pants, but he shot up like a lightning bolt, and he took off, and he ran all the way to the parking lot, and I just like peeked out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he fucking hit the shopping cart so hard to take off running that he knocked it over.
Oh, back shit. Up, hell
he
yeah. Just,
he cruised on out of there.
Yeah.
He was running, but I think he was warming his meat up. He was going to jack off. You know, it says like...
You're just picturing all the boys out there playing baseball.
Some of them Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches says you gotta defrost it for a minute. Yeah. He was defrosting the meat before he fucking warmed it up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I had a similar... Not a similar. I'm not going to say similar story, but yeah, we... Obviously, like I said, my house was out of the question back in the day, and then her house was as well, so we always had to get creative and fucking find places. And one night we went up there, and we would go up there and, you know, in the parking lot. We had to be kind of had to be careful in that school because that's the cops like to go around there quite often at that time. So we were like, you know, let's go this time. So we went and we pulled up in the parking lot. Everything seemed to be good. So all right, let's go to the dugout. We get out of the car. We start walking towards the dugouts on the big field. And we're sitting there, and as we're walking closer to the dugout, we hear a fucking baby crying.
Oh, no.
And we're like, what the fuck is going on? We don't see anybody else. because you know it's darker than shit because there's no lights up there. Just like you said, you literally can't see fucking anything. Dark. So we can just hear a baby crying and like it just keeps going and we're like, what the fuck? Like this is
a baby.
Somebody just leave a fucking baby here. And we were like 17, 18 maybe. Okay. Maybe probably like 17. And as we get closer, we're looking and we get closer and we can kind of see shadows in the dugout. And all we can see is this fucking girl riding this dude, going to town on this dude. And
good
we can
for
see,
him.
We can see like that. They're on the far side of the dugout, the closest side to us, but on the outside of the dugout is a fucking baby in a stroller. So they left their fucking baby out there in the stroller.
Damn, you dropped your books.
So they could bang it out.
No, I've done this stuff where I put on Toy Story. I'm like, listen, you little fuckers, watch this and don't move. And I take the wife to the bedroom and just take her to Happy Land real quick. But never done a field trip like that before.
Man, that's
pretty interesting.
That dugout had seen some shit then.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough at their house.
Yeah, they fucking left their baby. And it was cold out. Like, it was fucking, like, we're talking like,
Jesus.
Almost winter, probably November.
Those sound like people that we went to school with. Yeah. Did you start? Were you like, hell yeah, bud? It's amazing what you were probably like, oh, fucking left.
Yeah, I think we went to somewhere else after that.
But if that happened today, you'd be like, fucking yeah, man.
Then you probably went to the River Levee after that.
Another good spot.
Yeah. Classic.
Okay. Next one's
my turn. Okay. All right, so this is kind of a long story. Sorry in advance. I'm about to get married, 28 male. My fiance, 29 female, has me questioning if marriage is what I want. We've been together about 3 years and plan to marry next spring. We decided to start couples counseling as maintenance for the relationship leading up to marriage. During our last session, she confessed some things that changed my view of her, and now I don't know if I should stay and try to work it out or cut my losses. Like, I don't know if this is bad enough to leave over. She confessed to me that 6 years ago, she had sex with her male best friend and believed that they would finally get together. Well, they didn't, and she realized that she just gave him what he has been waiting for since high school, and he never wanted a relationship, so she lied to him and told him that she was pregnant from the encounter and took some pictures of positive pregnancy tests off the internet as proof. He believed her and gave her $1,400 for an abortion of that fictional fetus.
Oh, no.
She then went on to say that she did the same thing to her best friend's boyfriend twice that she was having sex with for almost a year. Both of these guys are awful humans, so I don't feel bad for them, but I do question if marriage or even a relationship is possible now. The scamming, the sleeping with the best friend's boyfriends, should I stay or no? Call off the marriage, tell the guys, tell the best friend. Her and the best friend are still on good terms, and they just go down. Don't speak anymore due to a move. She said she's different now, and I do believe her. I knew her back then, and she has matured since. Please help. I'm just going to call you E. I'm not going to throw out your name out there, so just in case.
It's like a gold-digging bitch right there. If you do. That's a wild girl.
Man. So, obviously, you said there's some time that's passed. I'm wondering how long it's been. I mean, if we're talking about, like, you said 3 years, so at least 3 years. Can a person really grow that much if it's just 3 years? I'm assuming since it's, I'm going to guess, like, 5 to 8 years is probably how long it's been. So that, you know, that puts me 27 to 30.
$1,400 for an abortion.
You're getting ripped right there, my friend. You need to scout the market and find the prices. That's definitely an above market price.
Know your market.
Let me see here. Man, that's a hard one. Obviously.
There's only one person in the entire world that can make this decision, and that's you.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't done shitty stuff when they were younger? Fuck, especially if you're, you know.
If you're asking if I would lie for money when I was 18.
Oh, there's no doubt I would. No fucking doubt.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I got fucking foot cancer. What? I don't want too much bad juju. But
I have an infected hair follicle. It's going to cost $1,200.
They're going to take my ass. They're going to take it. They're gonna take.
Oh,
the chair. I just got this chair and it's already making those.
When you put some WD-40 on that.
Yeah. But like, yeah, only you can make that decision. You got to feel it in your heart. Is the person for you?
Yeah. And kind of in the same vein as the question we answered earlier, obviously, I mean, if this is the first major hurdle that you've decided, you've questioned it, the question, this person that you're going to marry, honestly, I think that if you feel like you said yourself that they're not that same person and that they've grown from this, you know,
think about this for a second. Think about it. In reverse, if they took a basket and they placed every bad thing that you've ever done in your entire life in that basket, and they gave that basket to your spouse, would you say that's a good reflection of who you are right now?
Because
we've all made bad decisions.
Oh, yeah.
We've all made choices that are not the best, and we've done bad shit. So it's not fair to judge someone off of maybe some bad shit they did in the past. People can change. People can most definitely change.
Absolutely.
So for you to say, I don't know if I should do this, that's maybe not a right way to go about it. You got to think about it. Flip the script a little bit. Think about if your fiance knew everything fucked up that you'd... What if these are the only fucked up things this girl has ever done? You're doing all right, I promise.
Yeah.
So I would rock that love, buddy. Walk down the aisle, get married... Let her peg you on your wedding night. That's gonna feel real good.
Yeah, man. It's just exactly what Nick said. I mean, I think if this is the only big thing, it's one of those things you can just say. You can write off. I wouldn't even say write off. You can just like, you know, they were young, dumb, and you're looking for a way to make some cash.
And the pictures of the pregnancy test. That leads me to my next piece of advice. People got to learn how to do fucking Google reverse image
search. Oh, yes, they do.
Because right when Google reverse image search came out, I was dating this girl.
I'm going to tell that bitch to piss on that stick right in front of my face.
I wasn't dating her. I was trying to get away from her. She wanted me to date her, and I just
wanted
nothing to do with her. And then finally, I didn't have the heart to say, look, I don't want anything to do with you. I told her, I said, I got in a fucking car crash.
I'm dead.
I didn't tell her I was dead. I said... I got in a car crash. I can't see you.
Sorry, this is Nick's mom. He died in a crash last night.
I got in an accident. And she said, oh my God. And you could tell she got a little suspicious. So I Googled wrecked gray Ford Ranger.
Oh my God.
And the first picture that popped up, I sent it to her. I said, look at my truck. I'm lucky to be alive. And then there was nothing for like a half an hour. And then she wrote back and said, is this the same? Is this your truck that's wrecked in Vermont at this this junkyard? No. Oh, yeah, I got there fast. This has happened like 4 hours ago. But then got it there in Vermont pretty quick. I got to go. But that was the end of that.
Man.
She kind of took a hit. But yeah, Google reverse image search got me one time. Don't get me again.
At least you didn't have to exactly explain yourself.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've never really been good at, even in middle school and high school, I was never good with breaking up with girls.
Oh, dude, me neither.
I was terrible at it. I remember one time this really fucking big girl, you know, I was short, and then this is sixth grade. She's fucking like 8'4". She's a monster. And she's like, you want to be my boyfriend? And I said, I guess. Yeah. So I dated her for like 3 periods.
Like 3 of her periods or 3 class periods?
3 menstrual cycles. Okay. It was about 84 days. So flash forward to the middle of the day, and I got like, fuck it, after I'd been avoiding her all day.
Mm-hmm.
And in art class, she's like, why don't you talk to me? We're boyfriend and girlfriend now. And I'm like, I'm not good. I'm not good at being a good boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, okay, well, will you at least give me a hug? And I was so scared. I was afraid she's going to beat me up.
She's going to pick you up off your feet.
Yeah, I thought she's going to fucking take my ass and stick me up her ass.
Your little legs are going to be kicking in the air.
And I was so scared to tell her, hey, I don't want to be your boyfriend. I'm scared of you. Mm-hmm. So I gave her a hug. And she gave me a big bear hug. It was like hugging my grandpa on my mom's side. He was a really big dude. But then she pulled away. Like, you know, if I was hugging one of my daughters, I'd hug her. And I'd like, pull her away if I was about to tell her something important.
Yeah.
She pulled me away like that, looking down at me. Had about four heads on me. She was huge. And she's like, how about a kissy? And I was
What?
She's like, a kissy. And she pointed at her mouth. And I'd never kissed a girl. I don't think I'd even barely hugged a girl at this point.
Yeah.
And I said, I gotta go. I can't. No.
My mom's not allowed.
I can't do that. And I passed up that opportunity. I talked to my good friend Charlie in the next period in Spanish class, said, help me get away from this fucking giant. Charlie, being the smooth talker that he was, he said, all right, dude, let's write this note together.
Isn't that funny how we used to do that shit?
Yeah, and we sat down, we wrote a broke up letter.
Yeah.
And we used like fucking Papa Roach lyrics and stuff and fucking, you know, talked about how I would never be, my life would never be
this the same. Is my last resort.
Yeah. How I would never marry anybody and I'd just be alone for the rest of my life because
you hugged me, I was suffocating, no breathing.
Yeah, you cracked my sternum. The scars remind me. And we gave it to her, and I was like, Charlie, after we hand her this thing, we got to get fucking the fuck run. Out of here.
Yeah.
Because she's a wild bitch. She's big. She'll tear this motherfucker down. She took it all in stride. She cried, and then I felt like I had power over her. You know? I said, you may be big, but I'm bigger.
Oh, man.
She's probably still huge. Probably got a couple. I mean, she was over 6 foot then. She's definitely still taller than me. I'm like 5'3". What a time to be alive,
right? I know. It's fucking weird, man.
All right. Next one. Hey, Big Dick Nick and Robust Robert.
Yeah, Robust. Okay.
I worked third shift. I read this one. Oh, okay.
Good deal.
I worked third shift with a 71-year-old former Royal Merchant Seaman.
Hell yeah, I love seaman.
What the fuck is a Royal Merchant Seaman? I think this might be from another country.
Yeah, definitely.
Despite me being 35 years younger than my colleague, we've struck up quite a friendship and take our breaks together whilst he tells me old stories from his travels around the world. These stories include him having sex with prostitutes in West Africa to getting arrested for selling illegal alcohol in Australia.
Holy shit.
Whilst taking our break together a few nights ago, we both had to take a piss in the urinal. The same one.
Same urinal?
Take a piss in the urinal, and I was making small talk when his piss reflected from his urinal into my mouth. What? Oh, the old salty dog. I knew he knew I had tasted his old seaman piss. He looked at me, smiled, and casually walked off.
Jesus.
I'm not going to lie, it tasted kind of nice, but things have been awkward between us since. Should I speak to him about it? I solicit the advice of you two professionals. Right. Thanks in advance. Love from Les. Kisses and kisses.
The only viable option is for you to piss in his mouth. And if he shares the enjoyment of your flavor of your brand.
God, he called the fucking bank shot and went off the urinal into your mouth.
He said Kobe. Yeah. He said R. Kelly. Yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, I've had a couple old coworkers through the years that just really funny, good dudes. I still text with some of them, but
you piss in the same urinal?
Yeah, we used to just piss on each other. No, it was. I used to work with one guy. He had like broken his back four fucking times.
Oh my gosh,
he was a mess, man. And he could barely walk. And he could barely move. And. You know, dude, this guy would drink 50 fucking pots of coffee every day. This is back when I was drilling. And he would he'd smoke 1,000 cigarettes. I don't know how this guy get out of bed in the morning. He could barely fucking function. And he had a morphine drip attached to him.
Oh, shit. Hell, good for him.
Yeah, dude, he was wild. But then
that dude didn't feel anything.
We would always work on the road. And I would always worry at the end of the day, he would just be so stiff and couldn't move. I'd say, man, you all right? You need help getting back in the room? He's like, I've been doing it all this time. Being an old stubborn dickhead. We'd eat, go back to the room, and lay down for the night. One night I wanted like some sweets. I went down to the vending machine and I passed his room.
Yeah.
And when I passed his room, I heard butt-smacking, ball-flapping, screaming for bloody murder Tarzan sex going on in that room.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I put my ear up against the door, and he was fucking tearing something up, dude. And this was an old guy. He never talked to anybody. I assume he was in there with a prostitute.
Okay.
But he was just going to fucking town. I never had the courage build up to ask him, like, hey, what were you doing in there? But then the other guys I work with, they would go on the road with him. I'm like, go by his hotel room about 8:30 and tell me if you hear anything. Sure as shit, these other guys I work with, they would walk past his room. He'd just be like, rah, 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 and someone's like, oh. They just,
oh, man, yeah. So you could actually hear somebody else, too, okay?
Yeah, no, it wasn't just him.
So it wasn't just him, like, beating it.
I get pretty verbal when I masturbate, too. But
he's not just in there clapping his legs for the people outside? Trying to get his morphine dripped empty out?
Yeah, man. Those old guys, they're a treasure. They got some cool experiences. God, awesome stuff.
That's awesome.
I wish someone would piss in my mouth. If you want to piss in my mouth, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
Well, hang on. Scroll back up. Did we read the one up above this?
I don't know.
No, we didn't.
What the fuck?
Yep. Yep. Nope. Go back up. What? Yep. Right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's all you.
Please, God, do not use my name. Okay, Jim, we will not. I have too many friends that listen to you guys. Dear bros, I've been trying for weeks to give my boyfriend... Okay, never mind, this is a girl. To give my boyfriend the orgasm of his life, but he still won't let me put my finger in his ass. I've tried being sneaky. Don't do that. I've tried to seduce him into making it consensual. This is sounding like rape. I've even demonstrated how I would do it so he knows it won't hurt. Is this my wife?
Shut up.
Last night, while he was in the shower, I pulled the curtain back just a little and pinched his butt to ease him into it. And I scared him so fucking bad that he almost swung on me. What can I do to convince my man that prostate stimulation is going to change his life? I just want to tickle his chocolate starfish to show him how much I love him. I love you guys, and I love the show. You can't. you just can't.
There's no easing into that.
There is no easing into it. If you know, yeah. If a guy doesn't want something up his butt, it's nothing's gonna go up his butt.
Thing is, you can't ask him. You can't ask. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. Okay, I've learned that in my professional life. When you feel like you gotta make a decision, roll with the punches. Always a lot easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission.
So is that true?
Don't just keep on trudging around the house saying, oh, Bernie, I want to fuck something in your fucking butt. One night, when you guys are good and wound up, just fucking be like, look.
Use your tongue first.
Yeah.
And then if he likes that, then maybe you can ease your finger.
Here's what you got to do. And this is what. Okay. Start making out.
Yeah.
Start making out real good.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot making out.
Sure.
And wrap your arms around him.
Oh, that's cute.
Make sure you guys are standing up for this.
Okay.
And you got to start off by working on the front. You got to grab a hold of his dick if he has one.
Yep.
He's got a really small one. Good for him. If he's got a really big one, we don't want him listening to this podcast. This podcast is strictly for people with puffy nipples and small wieners.
4 and under, 4 inches and under.
Four, don't say 4 and under. 4 inches, 4 inches and under, Robert.
Yeah. Jesus specify.
Fucking God.
A minor.
Anyway. A minor. You guys going to be making out real hot and heavy. Reach down, grab that shit. You're playing a fucking reverse trombone for a little bit.
So sure.
Playing with his wiener, get him good and hard worked up real hard. Hard like a fucking stale German sausage. Get it all fucking hot and hard. Then you just... this is something that's always been really nice for me. I love to just make out with my wife. Front to front, naked, just fucking, not even fucking, just feeling our bare genitals against one another. Just in its primal.
Tits on tits.
The loins where we can feel our tit, like our tit cracks against one another.
Cleavage on cleavage. Pussy on fupa. That's so hot.
You guys gotta start making out from the front. Okay? You get it going real hot and steamy. And just reach up and grab him by the throat for about a half a second. Not even a real full second.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be like, what the fuck? But do it fast enough where it doesn't really count.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a little fucking pop, a little throat pop. And when he's like, what the fuck? You just keep on making out with him. And then grab a hold of that. If he starts to ask a question, start keep on making out with him and grab his wiener. And then you get closer. Put your bodies together. Do the football and genital thing that Rob was just talking about.
Football and pussy.
And then when you put your arms around, assuming you're not dating a big old fat fuck, he kind of maybe... a little bit smaller than that, hopefully, but wrap your arms around him and cup his ass cheeks and pull him close to you.
He had to open his butt just slightly.
And when you pull him in tight to you, Laura, or whatever your name was, even though you said you didn't want it used.
Jim. That's what I called her.
Lorena. When you guys get real good and close, then just the next time when he starts to get a little bit further away, don't cup the butt cheeks. Take your finger, put it in his ass crack. Fucking hold on a second. Let me tell my story before you get all wild and start laughing shit about
it. I'm getting excited over here. My butt slowly opening. I can feel it.
I can hear it. Sounds like Velcro being pulled apart. So anyways, you get real. The first time you grab both of his butt cheeks, pulled in real tight and close. Mm-hmm. Just, you're still making out. And if you need tongue kissing lessons, send me an email, broiopodcast@gmail.com. I've got all the stuff laid out in paper. The second time, really put the finger in the ass crack and use that as a leverage, as like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
And pull him even closer into you. And he's going to go, oh, it's going to catch him off guard. When you do that second one with the finger like on his butthole, don't enter him. Just put the pressure on his anus. Yeah, and you got to pull him in. And he's going to go, oh, but he's not going to fucking yell at you. He's not going to stop you from making out with him because he's making out with you. His fucking junk is on your fucking junk. I know what the boys like, okay? My milkshake brings all the motherfuckers to the yard, not just one.
I've seen it.
Got a whole pack of them out there.
Yeah, I've seen it.
When you bring him in the second time, he's going to go, oh, God. And you might try and say, stop. He might try and scream rape. I don't know what he's going to try and do.
Mm-hmm.
But he might resist a little bit. But he's going to say to himself, it wasn't that fucking bad, you know? That felt kind of fucking good. And if he doesn't fight you, if he doesn't pull out a samurai sword, if he doesn't jaw you, he doesn't punch you with a closed fist, then the third time, when you pull him in, you're going to keep that pressure on his anus. You're going to keep that finger, whatever, fist. You want to start fisting for the first time? Just go with a fist. Don't even use the finger. But that third time.
Stretch out that elastic.
Keep the finger on there. Keep the pressure on. And when he tries to like push away, you say, no, motherfucker. You just keep on making out with him. And if you have to, reach down with that other hand. Grab hold of that dick. Keep the finger on the pressure. Keep the finger on the button. And then the rest is history.
Yep, you'll be working your way up to Jim Henson-ing his ass.
He'll be coming home from work every night. And you'll say, what do you want for dinner? And he'll say, I want you to finger my fucking butt.
I want your hand in my ass.
I want you to finger me again. I want you to finger my diddle. And that is how it is done, ladies. For those of you that are trying to get inside your man's butthole. Tell me that doesn't sound like it would work.
I think it sounds like a plan. Yeah.
It does. It's all about baby steps. Baby steps. There's not a lot of things that babies have to do with sex. In this instance, baby steps will work for this. And if he doesn't like that, get him like one of them little stuffed animals that make noises or stuff, and then see if that works. I don't know. But I feel like that would work.
Sure. Yeah, I think it would too.
Okay. All right.
It's you.
How would you handle this situation?
Okay.
I've dated this beautiful woman for 3 weeks, and I'm really into her.
Okay.
I bet you are. But last night, we were getting hot and heavy, and I got my hand into her jeans, and I felt a crazy wild bush in there.
Okay.
Oh, the old Alaskan outback, huh? I really like her, but I can't handle all the whiskers on that biscuit.
Okay, I get that.
How do I ask her to tame that thing down? Thanks for any advice you can give, Chambers 103.
I'm going to be totally honest. I have no experience in this wheelhouse. So you're on your own.
My mom had a big old bush growing up, so I can answer this one.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know who told me this. I remember, I've had a lot of life travels, and I've talked to a lot of people over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy told, I was talking to a guy one time about for if a woman has a lot of hair, which, in my opinion, not a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I mean,
it is whatever.
Still got to do business. I mean,
you're not eating the cold cut for the bread. You're eating it for the meat, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying, Rob Dog?
I do.
He said, my wife had a big old stinky bush, and I was tired of fucking dealing with it. So he made it kind of romantic one night. He shaved her pussy for her in the showers. They were taking a shower together. He grabbed his Bic or whatever.
Oh, God, his Gillette Mach 9. His rusty fucking single-use Bic.
Yeah, and he said he dropped down on one knee like he's about to propose, and she's like, oh, my God, and he started shaving her pussy. You couldn't. You shouldn't have. Oh, okay, and he just started shaving her. And she's like, wait, and he's like, this is hot, isn't it? Yeah, I like shaving your pussy. So that's... You just shave it. Just
yeah, I guess that's one way to do it.
Wait till she falls asleep and light it on fire.
Yeah.
Dare.
Do you like they do in like the pranks where like the woman will walk up and like put like a wax strip on the eyebrow while they're sleeping? Just do that to her puss.
That'd be so fucking mean.
Rip one of her lips off.
Let the gas grill fill full of fucking propane and then dare to light it with her pussy. Last night or the night before. Yeah. Last night, my wife was making chicken on the grill, and she was on the phone with me, and she's like, I just can't figure out how to get the grill to start. I think we're not out of propane, are we? I'm like, no, we should be good. I just got propane. She's like, I can't get this. I've had it on for 5 minutes. It won't start. I'm like, okay, turn it off and retry it in a second, because if you keep on trying to light it with it being on for that long, it's going to blow your face off.
Yeah, it's going to explode. Yeah.
And she's like, I haven't even heard it on the phone. Like, and she went, ah! I'm like, hello, are you okay?
Am I a widow?
Yeah. And she said, I'm okay. It didn't get my eyebrows. I'm like, good goddamn thing, because I can't be fucking, you know, can't be seen out with no mongoloid. You know, a lot of women draw them eyebrows on.
Yeah.
Some women look like they're fucking retarded when they do it. They don't do a good
cholas,
job at it.
Them cholas love doing that shit.
Why is that a thing? Why do women draw their eyebrows on? I don't
know. Those cholas love doing that shit.
You just got to let it go, girlfriend. It looks fine, all natural. No one's born with perfect eyebrows.
Hell yeah.
But you look like if you drew those bitches on with a Crayola, it looks dumber than shit.
I like the ones that look like the Nike swooshes.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
I've seen some really bad ones. I was looking at a bad one yesterday, and I showed a buddy at work. I'm like, does that look bad? He said, yeah, that looks really fucking bad. I said, I thought so.
Isn't it funny how, like back in our high school days, in thin eyebrows were.
Yeah.
It's so weird to look at now. It just looks like it's like...
I don't know what it is about eyebrows. I don't pay a lot of attention to them.
You don't until they're missing.
Until they're missing or they're really bad.
You're like, is she sick?
Subtle eyebrows are the best, I feel like. Yeah. Is she sick? I was lighting my farts on fire. I've had a dollar for every time
Does she have alopecia?
God damn it. You're going straight to hell.
Nah, it's okay. Nah, I've been well on my way for years.
Yeah. All right, here you go.
My turn. Hello, mate. It's Dusty Bush from down under. I recently had something happen that only you cunts could answer. I recently had one of our eight-legged buddies bite my dingo and made my testy swell about the size of oranges.
All right.
I was a bit woozy, but overall I'm fine. In my slight trauma, I found I really loved having huge balls. Now after swelling is gone, I miss my huge bean bags. My question is, should I get implants? And how big are your balls? What do you dickheads recommend? Thanks, Dusty. All right, Dusty.
That is the absolute worst Australian accent this show's ever produced.
It's fucking awful.
Rob, you can be the Mexican house cleaning lady.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
And you can be Dan Brown. That's Consuela. You no longer can be the Australian spokesperson for this podcast.
I mean, I started, and I feel like I had to do it.
I don't know. You said, hey, mate.
Hello, mate.
You sound kind of... Scottish, a little drunkish. Sounded good. I liked it. So the first question I want you to answer is, how big are your balls?
You're asking me? Okay.
You got a real average size set of balls on me.
Yeah, maybe.
Are balls
do girls get proud when they have guys with big balls? I don't think they really care. I would say My balls are average, maybe above average. My penis is average, maybe below average.
It's funny how that works out, isn't it?
I'm about 60 to 40 ratio.
There's this kid we used to hang out with growing up, Mr. Bill or Boob.
Yeah, yeah, Boob, yeah, Bill.
He was my neighbor growing up, and I have just endless summers with this. I did so much bad shit with this dude.
Yeah.
And I said, this is before I'd hit puberty and all this stuff. And I was like, Boob, and this is what we call him, was Boob.
Yeah.
I said, would you rather have a super long bald dick, or would you rather have a really short but a nice, really fucking hairy one? He's like, I'd rather have the super long bald dick. And I just remember the time I was so taken aback. I'm like, man, I want some hair on my dick. Like, I didn't have hair on my balls yet.
You say that until you have hair on your balls. And then you're trying to spend the rest of your life to figure out how to to get it off.
When you're 14, you're like, I'm never getting my driver's license. And now you're 34, and you're like, I don't want to drive anywhere.
Like, I don't want to go to the BMV.
I don't want to drive anywhere.
I don't want to renew these fucking tags.
Yeah, that's what he's like, I want the long, skinny, bald dick.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking weirdo.
Wrong.
I want a big old hairy one. I want a dick so hairy you can't see it.
Dick just like my dad's. A big fucking pissed off dick.
Yeah. Have you seen that meme going around this week that said, hey lady, hey guys, if you're uncircumcised, you have a hoodie she can't steal.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's good stuff.
It is.
Now, in terms of your big old balls, my friend, I would really focus on just your mental health, because it sounds like you got some stuff mixed up.
All I know is that Randy Marsh on South Park put his in the microwave to make his really big so he could bounce on him and get medicinal marijuana.
Yeah.
Maybe try that.
South Park is so good.
Dude, it's so fucking good.
Dusty, thank you for the question. I do hope you find your way out of the woods on that one.
Yeah, there's plenty of other spiders to bite your balls, so yeah, you find another spider, my friend.
There's lots of big stuff in Australia that can bite you and make that thing swell up.
Just stay away from the drop bears.
Dear Brohio, you guys are the best there is.
Thank you.
The best there was and the best there ever will be.
Yeah, buddy.
Here's my story. I'm a straight guy, about 30 years old.
All right, I'm out.
I've recently been attracted to my guy coworker.
All right.
I work with him about twice a week. We've been best friends since elementary school. We know each other's wives, kids, and family. We're super close.
Okay.
It's hard to stare at the big, beautiful body anymore without making a move.
Okay.
Should I tell him, or should I keep getting horned up every time I see him? Well, Rob Dog, it's me, Nick. I love you, buddy. Let's run away together and get balls deep, buddy. What do you think? Oh, yeah.
I'm glad it worked out to where you got to read that, not me reading it to you.
Yeah, it was perfect. Somebody really did send this. I like the little cosplay right there.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's pretty good. But yeah, we can run away together. It's fine.
We can run away. What would be the soundtrack of us running away? What artist, if you and I got really gayed up and just ran away together, left our wives in the distance?
Like what song would be
what would we be playing?
Like as we're running down the beach holding hands?
Yeah. I know what it would be for me.
What would it be for you? Let me think.
Only One by Yellow Card.
That's a fucking banger. That's such a good song. Oh, let's see here.
Yeah.
Dude, that song's so fucking good.
Yep,
that song's really good.
Have you seen him lately? That tattoo he got?
No, I haven't.
He got blacked out from his shoulder to his wrist. I have no idea. He's such a fucking weirdo now. Ryan Key, whatever.
Yeah, he just got the black sleeve.
Yes.
Huh, weird.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, I see people do it whenever they have like really shitty tattoos that can't be covered up. They just black out their arm just because why not?
I remember one time in prison, this guy had a bunch of swastikas and lightning bolts on his arms.
Oh, man.
And then he got caught doing some gay shit with another inmate.
Oh,
and
shit.
And the Aryan Brotherhood held this guy down.
They cut him off?
For 12 hours and blacked his arm out for him.
They blacked it off. Okay, good.
Yep. And they cut his patch off on his chest.
Oh, I was going to say, I've heard of people cutting the tattoos off.
Fucked him up real good, man.
Ugh. Because that's going to keloid over and just be bad.
His arm got all infected and pussy. Mm. And they used ink pen needles to tattoo him. They would take the the spring out of an ink pen and straighten it out and then sharpen it. And that's what they used to tattoo him with. And they fucking, oh, they fucked him up bad.
Oh, God.
Yep, they got him, though. Blacked out his entire arm. They had him held down for 12 hours and nobody knew it.
Ugh.
I talked to the dude afterwards. He said he passed out about four or five different
times. Oh, I bet. Pain. I bet.
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck. So I thought about it a little bit. I think if we, I think we could run down the beach holding hands with a Genuine's pony.
My pony! Ride it! Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
I don't know how far we get down the beach without fucking, but I mean.
Back in this fragile thing, I can't love it tonight. That's a good song.
When that chorus hits, that chorus hits hard, and it's good. It's an earworm, man.
I can't even sing it. Okay, you go.
What's up, Rob Pog and Sweet Dick Nick? My name is Billy Static, and boy, do I need some advice from the Love Masters themselves. Oh, wow. Well, you came to the right place, my friend. So, my wife, whom was a twin, that part will be important later. And
oh, wow. We'll talk about that in a second.
Hell yeah. And I got married about 2 years ago, and I love her to the end of the world and back. But about 2 weeks ago, her twin came over, and we were having drinks and basking in our hot tub, having a good old time, when my wife said she was going to go upstairs to bed because it was late. So I decided to stay downstairs and continue partying with her twin. So the party rages on into the night, and at one point, I go in, and in my drunken stupor, think my wife's twin is her. So I drunkenly wrap my hands around way around them to grab a big handful. Does that say Giner?
Giner. Giner. I've never called a pussy Giner.
I was like, Jenner? What? Only to find a set of cocktails and balls. What?
Wait a fucking second.
To which her twin pushed me back and said, "What are you doing?" And I tried to explain myself, but to no avail. He won't talk to me or even look at me for that matter. He still believes I grabbed his pee-pee on purpose, and I'm scared he will tell my wife and she will take his side. What do I do, guys? I don't want to lose my wife. Thanks again, guys. Billy Static. What a fucking twist turn.
Wait a second. So was the twin a boy?
Yeah, it's a boy twin. Man,
so,
you threw me for a loop, my friend.
This entire time, I'm thinking like a doppelganger of my wife, and I'm thinking, that'd be harder if my wife is like, who's hotter, me or my sister? I'm like, I don't fucking know. You guys look exactly the same.
Look the same, yeah.
You are, because you have a beautiful soul, sweetheart. And it'd be hard to answer that question. And I have one of my best friends, Joe. He has a twin.
Oh, yeah.
They look exactly alike.
Yeah.
It's uncanny. And I've always asked him, do you think your wife would suck your brother's dick? And he's like, my wife won't even suck my dick. Let alone my brother's dick.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that thing.
I said before, our friend Jason has a twin, and they look...
Are you serious?
They're identical. They look exactly alike. You could tell them apart.
Yeah.
They're built a little bit differently, but yeah.
Does Kayla ever reference tearing the other one down?
No.
Not in front of you? That's okay. She still hasn't let me smell her hair. Bullshit. But it's whatever. Anyways, so this story took quite a twist there. He walked up and grabbed the twin. I'm thinking he could get a handful of giner, but he got the old cock and balls. Boy, you've got yourself in quite the conundrum. Hopefully it's a cool twin brother.
The question is, whose dick is bigger? Your wife's or his? Go with the bigger dick.
Yeah.
Or the littler one. I mean, if that's what you're into.
That was a good turn right there.
That was a good turn.
That was a good twist.
That's a good way to end the episode.
It is. I think that...
I like a good twist. Cinnamon twist.
That's what he really did when he grabbed the wiener. He twisted.
Grab his dick and twist it. Oh, dude. This is an MMA show. You see that? See that one before? The old dick twist.
I love that girl on TikTok that beats up that mannequin and farts on its face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on the Battlefield of Love. I hope you enjoyed the questions.
Thank you guys for making these episodes possible.
Send your questions to brohiopodcast@gmail.com. We just got an email that says, for fucking God's sake, whatever you do, do not reply to this message. And I opened it up. And I click the link naturally.
Oh, God.
And someone's creating a Wikipedia page for us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're working on it right now.
Hopefully it's a fan.
It doesn't seem like they are. It seems like they're kind of maybe doing this to make fun of us. It's still, let me see. Let me read the, refresh it, see if they've changed it. Brohio is a podcast created by two people, Saint Rob, who is a pope. He is so epic, he rides on a pink unicorn that can fly. The other, however, Nick, is the opposite. Growing up with three...
Damn, at least I got the good one.
Growing up with three separate stepdads and always causing trouble and running amok like a little ferret. And then it stops. What the fuck? You gotta do better than that. I always wanted a Wikipedia page.
I know.
If there's anybody out there that can make a Wikipedia page for us, I have no fucking idea. We'd love for you to do that. We can, you know, make... We can work out some kind of deal. We'll,
Yeah.
I can't do it. I probably could if I try. I've taught myself everything else that I've needed to learn for this multimedia shit, so I could probably figure it out.
I don't think it's that hard to do Wikipedia, but...
It's not. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Brohio Podcast Battlefield of Love. Send your questions in. We'd love to hear them. This is the delicious Nickalicious from the Cream Team signing off here.
Love you guys. This is Rob Dog. Bye.